Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Nathan Sage. On today's program, we speak to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams as he discusses how the city is handling the COVID-19 pandemic.
COVID-19 has basically taken over the country. It is in our news. It is our main topics of our discussions. It is everywhere. Aaron, I know when it comes to COVID-19, the city is now taking precautions to help city staff and city employees. So I guess take us through what the city is doing or going to be doing to help mitigate the chance of spreading the virus here in Knoxville.
Yeah, thanks, Nathan. I mean, you just sort of hit the nail on the head with your question even. We're really just trying to do everything we possibly can to be good partners to the community, meaning not just protecting our staff, which is critical, especially as you think about our first responders, our EMS, public safety, obviously police department, but all of our staff. We all have these roles that help keep the community moving smoothly, so we want to protect those folks. But it's also just being good citizens, meaning that we need to take those precautions to make sure we're not part of the problem and helping to spread this virus. So we're just trying to be prudent. I think what we're hearing from all the experts is that we're really in a critical time right now where our decisions and our actions as a community, not just as a staff, but collectively our actions as Marion County and the state of Iowa will determine how bad this is going to be for us all. And so, you know, what we're hearing a lot of is temporary inconveniences to save a lot more trouble down the road. And so as a city, that's what we're trying to do. And for that reason, all city facilities will be locked to the public. We think that's in the best interest, not only of our staff, but for the public generally. We want to make sure that we have continuity of government, and it'll be our goal to get back to business as usual as soon as possible. But in the short term, we are going to keep our doors locked. We definitely encourage people to call, email, be in contact with us in those not face-to-face, those remote manners that we feel like would be safest. Our staff will still be working, so they will be available to take phone calls, respond to emails. We just want to make sure we do it in the safest way possible.
Now, recently, the Marion County Board of Supervisors of Marion County has been holding or will be holding informative press conferences on Mondays and Fridays. With that, recently the county came out and said, hey, we are declaring a disaster, and any county employee who travels out of state should self-quarantine for 14 days as recommended and has been recommended to local communities. Is that something the city is doing or is planning to possibly do here in the future?
Yeah, that actually is something that the city is doing. At this point, it affects very few employees, but we are asking those folks to stay home and work from home, even if they are not showing symptoms. Again, it's just that whole better safe than sorry mentality that we, again, want to be good community partners and not have our employees be any part of any possible spread throughout Marion County. Again, we really just think these next few days are just so critical to stopping the spread of this virus.
Is there any message that the city has for these people here in Knoxville that, you know, are in fear? It is a situation that, you know, you're trying your best not to be scared of, and you're trying your best to, you know, be strong and get through this. But there are people there that are fear. Obviously, if you've gone to the stores in town, you notice things are scarce. So what do you have to say to the members of the community that are in this situation where they are fearful right now?
Yeah, I hope everybody will take this situation and this virus very seriously. In no way would I ever want to downplay the seriousness of it. At the same time, I think we need to try really hard to remain calm. And I know that's difficult. You know, I think it's easy to press that panic button when we see things that we never expected to see. I've found myself saying to people that it feels a little bit like we're living in a movie. But, you know, the thing I would want people to know and to understand is we have a community full of professionals and good folks who are doing their job and doing it well. We are in constant contact with each other, whether that's myself with my own staff in terms of the public safety aspects, whether that's the city of Knoxville in Marion County, whether that's Marion County in the state of Iowa. We are surrounded by good people doing the right things. I have every reason to believe that we will land on our feet, that we will come out of this okay. I know people will probably be infected at some point, even here in Marion County, and people are going to face difficult times. Again, I don't want to discount any of that, but I think it's important that we try to keep it in perspective, do all the things we know. You know, this probably sounds like a broken record at this point, but maintain that 6-foot buffer around people, especially if they appear sick. Cover your cough, washing your hands, of course. All those standard things, that's what's going to help us get through this. You know, we hope to get things back to normal as soon as possible, so I don't know if there's good reasons to hoard, you know, buy the things you need, but be mindful of others, that other people might need those things too, and things will get back to normal. So, you know, we look forward to that day where we can get back to a more normal process and have City Hall and all of other facilities like our library and rec center back open to the public. So take it seriously, but don't let it scare you.
Thanks to Knoxville City Manager Aaron Adams for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.